Hello, everybody. Today I am here to talk about my family's tradition of the Yankee Flop. The Yankee Flop is something we do every year at Christmas at my aunt's house. It's done after everybody eats their dinner, and it's a really fun thing that not everybody participates in, only the adults participate in, but I know that I have enjoyed watching it every single year and laughing at some of the funnier moments and also some of the more embarrassing moments for particular family members. To start off the day, my Uncle Lou goes over through a set of rules to try to keep everybody in check. Some things like no barking at dog gifts, which is what we call the bad gifts of the year. Things like motor oil, socks, pillows, anything like that. Something that, you know, people generally don't want to get as a gift. The first person I'm going to talk to today is my mom. My mom is my aunt's sister, the person who runs Yankee Swap every year, so she has been in it since the beginning. The reason they started the Yankee Swap is when my mom's family got a little bit too big for everybody to get gifts for everybody, so they came up with an idea that everybody can get a gift without having 18 gifts to buy for all the different family members. And here's my interview with her. So here I have my mom. We're going to talk about our Yankee Swap tradition. So what do you like about the family tradition of having the Yankee Swap every Christmas?
Well, it's something we talk about all year long. We talk about what we're going to get, what type of gift. It's the secrecy of it, because some people like to share ahead of time what the gift is, and some are very secretive. And it's just a lot of fun and laughter. So we do look forward to it every year.
What's been your favorite gift throughout the years?
The ones that I buy, of course. I like the arts and crafts gifts. Those typically are the ones that I'm drawn towards, and those are the ones that I tend to buy. So I usually get my own gift back. That's sort of part of the joke with the family swap.
What has been one gift that has maybe not been your most favorite?
I don't think there's ever been a gift that I don't like. I've liked them all. Something that I wouldn't normally think of that for myself, but I've always enjoyed every gift.
So how did the Yankee Swap tradition start?
It started when my family started getting so large that it was difficult to buy gifts for everyone. So we thought that this would be fun to have one big gift. It started with a $75 gift, and over the years we've reduced the cost to a $50 gift. But it was something that, it's also like a fun thing to do after dinner. It takes about an hour, sometimes an hour and a half, depending on if the swap gets a little crazy. But something we look forward to.
Have you found your swap gift for this year yet?
No, but we're always thinking about it. Whenever there's something in the paper, we're looking. My husband and I talk about it. My daughter is now in it. Patrick is not in it yet because you have to be, you still get gifts individually until you graduate from college. And then once you graduate from college, you're in the swap.
So how long has the swap been going on for?
The swap has been going on for probably 25 to 30 years? Yeah, it's been going on a long time. This is a long tradition.
Wow, that is a long period of time. Well, it was great talking to you. Thank you for your input on the family tradition.
Thank you.
So, as you guys just heard, my mom has a really positive experience of the Yankee Swap, and it's something that I can definitely say that she looks forward to every year. She's always looking for a new gift, whether it's online or in stores, whenever we go somewhere. She really likes to go to different antique stores and not necessarily chain or boxed retail stores. It's more of a homey, crafty type of feel, as she mentioned. I know one of my favorite gifts that she's gotten was a really unique wall clock. It was about 4 feet wide, and it was just really beautiful. Each of the times on all of the dials were made of different crafts, and it was just really pretty, and everybody in the family really wanted it. It was a highly desirable gift that year. Next up, we have my dad. He married into the family, so he had a very different perspective on the Yankee Swap, as it wasn't something that he came up with. He didn't have any input on it, and his first Yankee Swap, as everybody describes, is very interesting. And here's that interview. So here with me, I have my dad. Say hi.
Hi, hello, Patrick.
So what is your overall opinion on the Yankee Swap?
So the Yankee Swap is at an excellent thing at the end of at Christmas dinner. So we've stuffed ourselves at Uncle Lou's. We have all these appetizers and all these food. And then we all get together, and all the kids that are over 21 or out of college participate. So it's a good way to end the night.
What has been one of your favorite gifts throughout the Yankee Swap?
So one of my favorite gifts was your Auntie Dee Dee had these Timex watches or whatever that also kept track of the amount of steps you took and so forth. So I actually didn't win I didn't end up with that, but Marilyn, who's Lou's cousin, actually gave it to me at the end of the night because that's what she likes to do. She likes to give people in the swap things they like, and so she tries to get it and give gifts to people.
That's very nice of her. What have been one of your less favorite gifts throughout the years?
So sometimes, if you have a bad gift, a dog gift it's called, you end up with you end up taking your gift home or whatever. So in the first swap, it was a lower dollar limit. I actually brought socks, so it was a bad gift, and I ended up with socks for myself.
Oh, that's not very good. So, as being an outsider to the Yankee Swap, because you married Mom and her family is the one who does it, what did you first think of the swap your first year doing it?
So, it was a smaller group, but it was fun. It was fun. That was the first swap we had. Pat's father brought motor oil, so I didn't have the worst gift ever. So he had the worst gift. He brought motor oil to the Yankee Swap, but it was a good way to get everyone together and have some fun at the end of Christmas.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Patrick.
So as you guys just heard, that was my dad's interview. Big thank you to both my dad and my mom for being good sports and being interviewed for this. I know they weren't exactly thrilled when I asked them originally. And as I mentioned before, my dad's first swap, his gift was socks, which didn't go over very well with the family, but it certainly wasn't the worst one, as my grandfather brought motor oil. And those are just some of the dog gifts that have happened, that have been given throughout the years. And as he also mentioned, a lot of the dog gifts are considered gifts that you bring, that you also bring home, which we heard in my mom's interview is something that she does quite often, which the family does like to remind her about, and they do tease her a little bit more than they probably should, but it's a very good experience, a very good time every year, and I know we all look forward to it. So just in a little bit of a roundup, our family tradition is a Yankee Swap that we do every year. It's a really great thing. I definitely want to do one with my friends this upcoming year for my freshman year in college. I know a lot of people also do Secret Santas, which is a really good idea. But our family tradition is something that is really unique to us, as we have a really big family with over 30 plus members in it. And just the Yankee Swap alone, never mind children and people who don't choose to participate. But it's just a really fun experience for everybody, and I can't wait to be out of college to participate myself. Have a great day.